This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The White House opened its doors this morning to executives from some big multinational companies for a gathering devoted to insourcing, which is, as you may rightly surmise, basically the opposite of outsourcing. Companies making investments and expanding here instead of overseas. The White House says it's won $18 billion in domestic investments so far, which means, in context, what exactly? Kate Davidson gets us going.
You might not have heard of the Danish company Novozymes, but if you've ever used Tide or other liquid detergents, you might have used its products. Novozymes is heavy into enzymes and bioinnovations. And according to CEO Peter Nielsen, it's also heavy into U.S. investment.
We've built a large plant in Omaha, Nebraska, which is a good example of taking something back from China and then putting it into the U.S.
The company has a big U.S. market. Nielsen says lower transportation costs offset the higher price of labor here. There are other reasons businesses are reshoring in the U.S. too, like decreased energy costs thanks to the shale boom. International trade consultant Ed Gerwin says companies are rethinking the way they measure costs. It's not just about labor anymore.
You know, what does it cost to be in a country that doesn't have good intellectual property protection? Or what does it cost to be in a country that may not have the kind of rule of law that we do?
Our problem is that the administration seems to be clapping for investment with just one hand.
Sean Donnelly is with the U.S. Council for International Business.
Somehow inward investment is good, and they are absolutely silent on outward investment.
Outsourcing has come to be a dirty word, but in Donnelly's view, outward investment is important, boosting the health of U.S. companies by giving them access to foreign markets. And he says encouraging that makes sense, too. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.